Hi, my name is Luis Catalan, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Mexico. Today, I will be talking about the caravan of immigrant people that is coming to the USA. Mostly are Honduran people. I will be interviewing students and teachers from Oakland International High School. I choose this topic because I used to see people in the news talking about the caravan, but no one is talking about the real reason that they are coming. They just say that the immigrants are a problem for the United States. This topic was important to me because it's my community, and that this is a problem we need to protect each other. I think people from the United States who has the right or the ability or skill for speak should speak for them because they can defend against racist here at United States.
Hello, my name is Aparicio and I am from Guatemala. I have been in the United States almost about 6 years and I am 19 years old and I attend Oakland International High School and I'm a senior.
Hi, my name is Ali Kronik. I am a teacher at Oakland International High School. I am 31 years old. I teach both beginning English and reading at Oakland International High School.
There is more than 4,353 Honduran people. They are coming to the USA because they want a good future, and there is a lot of violence in Honduras. What do you think about it?
Oh, that's a good question, and I have heard about it, this issue that is happening in the world. What I feel like so sad about the people, they are immigrating, they are marching because of different issues, different problems happening in their country. I think there's like gangs, there's violence, it's about the government. This is something that is really terrible I feel about it. That is something bad about, I feel like sad about these people, like they are immigrating, there are children, there are women, there are innocent people, there are people who admires their country, but they are leaving because of different reasons, and I hope they get better, and I hope they can achieve their goals, and I hope they get into the United States, and I hope the government don't make them return to their home.
But about what is happening, my understanding is that the movement was started by a man in Honduras, and it started with a few people, and then slowly, as they made their way north, more and more people joined them. Most of them are from Honduras, but my understanding is that there's also people from other Central American countries. And my understanding is that this is one of the first times that people who are immigrating to the United States are making a very public show of it as a demonstration of the dire situation and the need for the United States to recognize Central Americans as refugees.
Okay, we as a community, because they are our community, they are part of community, what do you think that we can do for them, from here to them, to help, like, support them or give advice to them? Like, what is your opinion?
In my opinion, I think the immigrants who lives in the United States already, or the American people, we should send some money, we should like earn some money and like communicate. We should all the communities come together. We should build trust, build relationship and partner with everyone and make a community and support the immigrants that are suffering from the border. And because we don't want to see the babies, children, women suffering from this situation, from this issue. I think we should just like protest, we should let the government like feed into this issue, like, oh, he should think more carefully and understand more how is this affecting them.
That as a white person myself, but also someone Jewish and has been a marginalized group, I think that it is my responsibility and other people's responsibility who have more privilege because of their skin color to reach out to people they know who might disagree, like my cousins, who don't share the same beliefs as me, that it's our responsibility to use our privilege to educate others and have those hard conversations. I think that people like Miss Lauren, who work here but then also write news articles about the caravan, trying to get the message out about what is really happening, is another way to help bring more awareness and empathy to the situation. I honestly think a lot of it has to do with education, and a lot of people who are older are very stuck in their ways, and it might be hard to teach them otherwise, but I think that our job as educators is to be bringing this awareness and talking about empathy in classrooms, especially in classrooms where there is a lot of white privilege.
As you can see, there are different opinions in these assessments. Some people say that immigrants are danger, they just want to take their jobs. And one side, some people, they say that they have dreams and they hope, and they are coming for another reason, not for their job. Maybe for some people say for violence or poverty. In my opinion, I'm more like immigrants are coming for another reason, for safety and poverty. I think this is not fair that people say a stereotype of them, because they don't know what those people pass through. Reporting from Oakland International Studio in beautiful Oakland, California, this has been Luis Catalán.